We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Stoney on 97.1 The Ticket. He is the godfather, Michael Stone. I'm just a mere peasant. Jamie Samuelson here.
You're the voice. You're the voice.
No. Saturday morning, I woke up to the news that Kawhi Leonard had signed with the Clippers and that the Clippers were also trading for Paul George from the OKC Thunder, which surprised me because I thought that Paul George had kind of agreed to a contract extension with OKC and was content there to stay.
You sound like you were like mildly surprised. I was flabbergasted. I was stunned.
Yeah, well, I was all those things.
I know.
Because all the talking heads told us that the Clippers were essentially out of
right.
it. And it was down to either the Lakers or Toronto. And
Kawhi, the silent assassin.
Yeah. And Bogey and I were talking about this last week when you were off, that the 4th of Kawhi, that
yeah.
maybe they would sign on the 4th of July. There was all the activity in Toronto with the big, you know, following the SUVs and everything. And it turns out that Kawhi Leonard is, yeah, there's a lot more to him than meets the eye. Everybody just assumed he was like, oh, he just is a good basketball player. Doesn't want the spotlight, making calls to Durant, trying
yeah.
to recruit him to maybe go sign him and play somewhere. And by that point, Durant had already gone way down the road with Kyrie to go to Brooklyn. This is not new news. Now, I know that people are going to accuse me of being a hypocrite because my favorite team, the Warriors, benefited from Kevin Durant essentially deciding that he wanted to go play there and form a super team. And I at the time I said it, and I'll say it again, I was not thrilled. Because I liked the way the league was. I liked the Warrior-Thunder rivalry, mm-hmm. and I thought Durant should have stayed in OKC. But yeah, I was happy with his time at Golden State.
Yes.
It worked out pretty well. So anyway, I tweeted this out on Saturday, and honestly, I didn't expect... You know how you tweet something,
yeah.
and sometimes nothing happens, and nobody responds, and you're like, I thought that was a really good tweet. Then there are times you tweet something. I tweeted this, and I didn't think much of it. And then I looked at my Twitter account a few hours later, and I had a bunch of responses, including from our friends Vincent Ellis, who covers the Pistons for the Free Press, and Vincent Goodwill, who used to cover the Pistons for the News, now covers basketball for Yahoo. And this is what I tweeted, and apparently a lot of people disagreed with it, and a lot of people agreed with it. There are two NBAs. The upper tier is being run by players and agents, and to a lesser degree, owners and management. The Pistons are not in that upper tier, show no signs of getting into that upper tier, and thus largely remain irrelevant in the league and in the city. It sucks.
You're right.
And a lot of people said, that's 100% how I feel. That's why I don't like the NBA. I think it's ridiculous. And then some other people said, look, Toronto and Milwaukee just played for the Eastern Conference title. Those aren't exactly basketball hotbeds.
No, I understand. But the only reason they got to where they got was, well, A, the great scouting and fortune.
Fortune.
Giannis turned out to be Giannis.
Yeah.
Chris Middleton, we thought was a throw-in for the Brandon Jennings trade, mm-hmm. that the Pistons drafted Chris Middleton. Good signing in Lopez.
Right.
You know, really good management. You can build teams and be fortunate to create your own superstar like they did with Giannis, but the chances of that are not that high. Toronto, they had a really good team anyway. And then they got it better when they traded DeRozan for Kawhi.
But that was, and this is where I kind of clapped back a little bit at the Toronto people. Toronto won the championship because Kawhi wasn't happy in San Antonio.
Yeah.
If Kawhi was happy in San Antonio, Toronto would not have won the championship.
Probably not.
No, I'm sorry. DeRozan and company got knocked out in the first round. Kawhi and company won the title. I mean, I think that's a little bit unfair, and it's unfair to Dwayne Casey and DeMar DeRozan, but DeMar DeRozan's not Kawhi Leonard.
No, he's not.
And so,
but don't forget, if LeBron James was not in the East this year, they still could have, even with DeMar DeRozan, possibly gotten through.
But
possibly.
Not, okay. Well, maybe. So I wonder what fans think about this, because it's one thing for a guy like LeBron to decide he's going to go take his talents to South Beach. It's one thing for a guy like Durant to say, I'm sick of beating my head against the wall in OKC. I'm going to go join a 73-win team and lead him to back-to-back NBA titles. To me, it's another thing altogether for a guy to decide where he's going to go, dictate the front office moves of the place he's about to go, and essentially force a trade of a guy who I thought was content in OKC.
Well, if he was content, then he would have stayed. But he also is from that area. Obviously had a, we thought had a desire to go home when the Lakers
right.
Were interested in him a year ago. And I don't see anything wrong with what Kawhi Leonard did.
I'm not saying anything wrong with it, Stoney. And look, I'm all for guys controlling their own destiny. I'm not saying that these guys should be indentured servants and go at the behest of everybody else. But if I'm Ed Stefanski or I'm, I name a GM of a lesser tiered team right now, mm-hmm. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Really? There's two things we can do here. We can get lucky in the lottery and hope that Sekou turns out to be Giannis. Or I can hope to like crazy that free agents will get together and choose to come here. They don't recruit free agents. Free agents recruit them, it
right,
seems, more and
much.
More. Like they should, the free agent period, which starts on July 1st every single year, that should be the first time where it's okay for players to contact teams, not the other way around. Seriously.
I know.
Because that's essentially what's happening here. And it's... I don't know. I've always been a sports fan for a lot of reasons. And one of the reasons was, is that if your team stinks, then like the Tigers stink right now, they go through a rebuilding process and they build towards something. It's virtually impossible to build towards something. The more and more I think about it, the less I blame Stefanski, or actually, no, it wasn't Stefanski. It was Van Gundy and Gores for getting Blake Griffin. Because you know what? They don't get a shot at a superstar very often, and they had a shot at one, so they took it.
Yeah, but...
It also allowed the Clippers then to have enough cap room to go out and get Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Yes, it did.
So that trade,
the
actually,
ramifications of that trade with Tobias Harris and all what happened. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, and here's the thing. There's other things that came out of this whole thing. You realize, Kevin Durant left OKC. All of a sudden, Paul George leaves OKC. Russell Westbrook must not be the greatest person to play with, number one.
Well, I think that's pretty obvious,
well,
don't you?
Well, now the Paul George, because I thought Paul George was happy there. Then
Carmelo left OKC.
then LeBron, you know, he can't get anybody to play with him. The only way he got Anthony Davis is because they probably have the same agent. That's probably the only reason he's there.
And they traded for him.
And they traded for him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Because he's still under contract.
Yeah.
He's not a free agent. Would Anthony Davis have chosen to go to L.A.? If it weren't for,
Rich,
you know,
Paul or whatever.
Well, no, I'm saying if Anthony Davis were an unfettered free agent, would he have gone to L.A.?
I think so.
Okay. He might have. He might not have. Who knows? Maybe he would have gotten a better situation somewhere else.
Yeah. And how this affects the Pistons? Well, yeah, Pistons are probably never going to get a huge free agent unless they somehow become a good team where our free agent says, you know what? I want to go and win a championship in Detroit because they have a player that I like there that I want to be with and I can put him over the top. The other thing out of all this is this hopefully nonsense, although it would be really fun, Jamie, where now the Oklahoma City Thunder and Russell Westbrook's agents are talking about him leaving Oklahoma City. And according to The Athletic, the two leading teams in the Russell Westbrook sweepstakes are the Miami Heat and the Detroit Pistons.
Which I don't believe.
Well, why would they just... make up the Detroit Pistons if you don't believe there's something there.
Well, I mean, look, read Vince Ellis's column in the Free Press.
I did. And I don't think it will happen because it makes.
But he relays texts that he had with somebody who would know about these things.
Right.
So I'm guessing it's somebody pretty high up in the Pistons front office.
Yeah. I don't think it.
They basically said, what are we going to give him?
Well,
what's the offer? Give me an offer that would get.
Well, it depends how bad they want to get rid of him. Okay. You ready? Here we go. Reggie Jackson, Tony Snell, Langston Galloway, and Sekou, and one or two number ones. There you add up to the money.
But that's crap.
Okay.
That's a giant pile of crap for Russell Westbrook?
Yeah. That's the problem. Nobody really wants to play with him.
No, I understand that. But why would OKC do that? Just to get rid of him?
Just to get rid of him. You get rid of that money because the money that they're getting back is pretty much gone in a year or two. So you have all this money. They have picks. They get more picks. Young player like Sekou, who knows? Reggie Jackson's done at the end of the year. They can even trade his expiring contract if they want. I mean, they have no need for Andre Drummond, so forget about that because they have Steven Adams. So that makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
They obviously have no need for Blake Griffin, you wouldn't think. So, yeah, that's what's going to take five contracts, and, you know, maybe you want to throw Kennard instead of somebody else. Okay, I get that.
But, okay. I mean, that would...
You're talking, and I don't look. It would be
that
really...
That trade would stun me because it'd be OKC. I mean, their GM, Sam Presti, is regarded as a pretty smart guy, isn't
right.
he?
But his whole... His world is ending, basically, if right. you think about it.
But
so now he has to rebuild. He got Gilgeous Alexander and a hell of a lot of draft picks from the Clippers. But if the Clippers are going to be a good team.
And Gallinari.
Picks are going to be really, they're not going to be great first round picks anyway.
It's not for a few years, though.
I know.
The first round draft picks are not for about 4 or 5 years.
So now he'll get some more from the Pistons, maybe. I don't know. That's a possibility. Look, for S's and G's, for fun, it would be great to have him here. But you're not going to win anything with Russell Westbrook and Blake Griffin. You're not. I mean, as far as
You're going to win a playoff game.
Hopefully. I'm saying you're not going to be a contender for a championship is what I'm saying.
248-539-9797 is the telephone number. So we've got a couple issues here. Does Russell Westbrook interest you at all? Does it get your blood flowing at all as a Piston fan? And what do you think of the current state of the NBA where the players are really, for the most part, deciding who is going to contend for a championship each and every year? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Or do you even care? Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.